So you ever drive past like a business lately, or you see an advertisement for a place and they're talking about like their starting wage, and you're like, man, well, that place is paying pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that right now. Well, there's also been a touch of that when it comes to just being a kid. Allowance has gone up a pretty good amount. Story on today that says on average for allowance for kids these days, they're pulling like $40 a week from their parents if they get allowance. That is up about 2 years ago in 2019 when they did the survey. It was around the 30 range. And then 2 years prior to that, it was hanging in the 20. And it had been around 20 for like many, many years, since like the year 2000. And it stayed 20 forever. And now it keeps popping up. So here's the deal. If you're a kid right now, or a teenager, and you're in the back seat or the passenger seat, and your parent is driving, I'm sorry, I think we got to cost that parent to use some money. Like, if you're not giving them $40 a week, that's average now. If you're giving more than that, I guess you got to take some away.
Yeah, but think about, what are they doing? Prices of things have gone up. I remember as a kid going to see a movie, I think it was obviously way cheaper than if you're going to see a movie nowadays. You're going to need more cash.
I don't think I ever once in my childhood or teenagehood got allowance. It was more like if there was a specific thing that I was hoping to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you help me out with that? And mathematically, what that turned out to be, I have no idea.
I would get an allowance. It started off as 15 and then it went up to 25. And that was for my grandpa. I had to help my grandpa do things. But my
stupid grandpa. I can hear the disdain in your voice. Did you hate him?
Kind of. I would
really
call him
joking, kind of.
Yeah, I called him Grampula. Like Dracula.
Grampula.
Yeah.
I like that. Not bad.
Grampula.
You're not a fan, huh?
No, I don't know. I felt like he loved everyone else but me. So
that's sad.
And I would have to go help. He had a cleaning business, so I would help him every Tuesday go vacuum, and I would get $15.
So you on a weekly basis helped him do like specific chores, and you don't think he loved you? Not
no,
even just by just would, out of appreciation?
No, I don't think so. I would sit in the back seat anytime we were in the car together. I don't know. It was very strange. So I got money from him, but then I think the same, like for my parents, it was like, hey, I'm going to the movies, or I need money because we're going to go get dinner here with friends. So I don't know if it was really ever an allowance.
What's the best way to ask this? Is he still with us?
No, he's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, why?
Why is that the part that made you smile?
That's not. just because it was a question. I know you felt uncomfortable. No, he died last year.
Well, here's to you, Grampula.
Thank you. I know, even my friends call him that.
Do you want me to pour some of my coffee under the ground?
No, pour some blood.
Yeah, I was going to say, cleaning people wouldn't appreciate either, I suppose. So are you one of these families that there is an exchange of just, here's some money like once a week? Like, oh, it's Friday, it's allowance day, here's some money. The average for families that do that is now $40. I'm curious if you're on the over or under on that. 237, it's text 35270. If you really do that, or if you handle allowance differently in your household, maybe it's for like specific chores or whatever, I'd be curious to know that too. How are you paying these kids? Are you just giving them money, or are you having them do things, or what is the case? Because it says $40 here is the average. It doesn't bother to say if these kids are doing anything for it. That's pretty good money.
I guess, yeah. Are you doing chores for it?
I'm moving to that house. You get paid just to exist?
That's true.
As we have some people here that just get paid to exist,
that's
too.
That's true, too.
Being honest. 237, it's text 35270. How are you handling that in your house? Are you the over or under on that? Olivia Rodrigo, good for you. It's Playhouse. Y94.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
It's Playhouse. Y94, talking allowance. 8:10 in the morning. So the average allowance for kids these days is about $40 a week. Now, this is a very specific situation where there is like a once a week, like, hey, here's some money. Is that how it's handled in your house? What kind of money are you giving, or do you handle it differently? Like it's more chore-based, or they ask for specific things, something like that. Hello.
So I have a 14-year-old, and we don't really do a set allowance. More along the lines of what you guys are talking about, you know, if she's going somewhere and needs money to go hang out with her friends. But I was thinking about it, and she probably gets far more money than if she were to just get an allowance. So she probably banks.
So maybe that's the way to go for it. Don't have that set amount because you maybe come out ahead if you just ask for specific things.
I think my 14-year-old does, to be honest.
Yeah, it works out well for her. What are we seeing for allowance in Fargo?
Someone said we pay our 11-year-old $5 a week, but she has to do chores for it. Someone else said, my kid just gets 20 a week. If they need more, maybe they're going out and doing things with their friends, I will give it to them. And someone else said, my kid does all the dishes, takes out garbage, walks and feeds the dog, and I give her $50. And she gets that a week. That's pretty good. 50 a week, and you're ever, that would be like 200, all right? Yeah, 200 a month. Someone else said, when my kids were younger, I did a chore chart. They were paid certain amounts depending on what chores they did. For example, laundry might be $3, washing dishes $2, putting chores away $1, and so on. It worked great at first, but then they only wanted to do the things to get the higher dollar chores. So everyone wanted to do laundry.
What are you paying your kids these days for allowance? 237, it's text 35270. Is it like every Friday, like, boom, here's some money? Are they earning it a certain way? $40 a week is the average. Kind of wondering if you're the over or under on that. You can also tweet, snap at 194 Playhouse. Live and demand at 194.com. The 194 mobile app, it's 194. I should move because New York is getting... Playhouse, 194, talking allowance. How's it work for you?
Well, my nephew, he's 14 now, and I know that he gets $30 a week from my brother and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's typical these days, but that's what he gets.
Maybe you joined it. Maybe you hopped in with us here a little bit after we got started. So the reason we're even talking about it, so he's actually on the under on that. The average a week now is like $40 for kids. That's what they're pulling in allowance. The last time they did this survey, this particular group anyway, they did it in 2019. It was actually $30. So he'd been right on the money for 2019. And then prior to that, it hung at like $20 for the longest time. Allowance, how's it handled in your house? Hello.
I think personally, if you're giving more than like $10 to a kid, that's like plenty. Anything more seems just like way too much. Like, what else are they going to buy with it?
Sure. You know what's weird for me in this? It wasn't broke up by ages. Wouldn't you think you're getting different if you're like 8 as opposed to 16?
Yeah, I mean, like, if you're 16, 17, you're driving to high school, you need gas money, you need money to get around, you're going out to eat, you're actually able to do things with your friends, versus, like, a 12-year-old, I think, yeah, it should be split up.
I'm buying Mountain Dew and Pixie Sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird. I think it should be broken up by age a little bit. Was there anybody else that wanted to talk allowance in there?
Someone said, back in my day, I got to live there, didn't get an allowance. Someone else said, my 12-year-old gets $1 for each completed chore. I, however, never got an allowance growing up. And someone else said, my kids get $5 a day for the chores they get, and then that will be their spending money for the weekend.
I am certain I never had like a weekly allowance, which makes me feel like I should send my parents an invoice.
You're going to try to collect on that money?
Yeah, $40 a week for 18 years.
Okay, but were you doing lots of chores? Were you helping?
I was giving them the joy of parenthood by just my very existence. They got to wake up every day and go, wow, we are his parents.
I do agree. I think maybe we should call my mom and figure out why I never got an allowance. Didn't she pay me?
Want to write down her number for me real quick?
She might be at work. Hold on.
You think she'd answer?
She might. I don't know.
Does she have is there a lot of like private information on her voicemail that we would be airing on live radio?
I don't think so.
That'd be awfully awkward.
I mean, if it does get to that part, we can just hang up.
Is she going to be one that will understand when we tell her immediately you're on live radio, don't say anything weird? Is your mom have a potty mouth? Is Kathy a sailor at all?
No, I think we've done this before too. Here, I'm writing her phone number down.
I should just keep that.
Let me look and see. I can look right now. I track my mom. I can see where she is at all times.
Please dial a 1.
Oh yeah, because we're in a... She's in a... out-of-state number.
I probably shouldn't be saying the numbers. I won't podcast where I'm muttering it under my breath.
I can't find her. It's not showing up on my phone.
Oh, wow. I wonder where she is.
Yeah, she might be.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy. It's Zero and your daughter. You're on live radio. Don't say anything weird. Is this a good time?
Well, I'm getting ready to go into work, but I've got a couple minutes.
Okay, your daughter has a question for you or an accusation.
Mom, growing up, why did I never get an allowance?
Because you wouldn't ever do any work.
That's not true. I thought she hung up on us.
You would never clean your room, and you know that is true. You would never make your bed. You wouldn't help do dishes or load the dishwasher.
You did a better job at loading the dishwasher.
I gave you money all the time when you wanted to go out.
Yeah, you gave me. I had to ask for it. We're talking about this, and people are saying they just give their kids money, $40 a week as an allowance.
I gave you money every weekend when you wanted to go out.
I guess I got a better deal, maybe.
So if she went ahead and she put together a rough estimate, though, of what she feels like she was shorted, not getting that $40 a week, and she sent you an invoice, do you think you'd be able to get that back to her before the wedding?
Could you pay me?
Absolutely not.
Her and Steven are trying to put quite the shindig together, and she could use some of that back allowance.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll have to work on that, I guess.
I'll start charging you weekly.
Okay.
I think I got a better deal out of this. It is true. I'm not going to make my bed for money, because then what? I'm just going to get back in that bed later that night. It's pointless.
The whole point of an allowance is children are supposed to do their daily chores or weekly chores, and then they get paid for it. That's what parents do. You did not do it, but I still gave you money when you had to go to movies or go out for dinner with friends.
Maybe you should have made a chore chart.
I had a chore chart. It didn't work.
Listen, this is like the most raw, truthful radio I've ever heard. Like, this, just this conversation of you asking why you didn't get allowances because your mom's just like, you're lazy. That, like, this is the most intimate look into your family I've ever had.
I was so lazy. There were probably times when I would be laying in bed and I would text or call my mom, and or I'd just call my mom. I'd say, hey, mom, can you come in here? And I'd say, I just need you to shut the light off.
Really?
Bring me a glass of water.
Yeah, I am a lazy person.
So would you like maybe Amy to start saving up, Kathy, to send you some like reverse allowance? Does she owe you one?
That would be awesome.
That's what it sounds like here. Maybe I could talk.
That would be great.
We'll talk with the boss and see if they could like kind of dock her check automatically
for
you.
No way.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Amy's mom, Kathy.
Thanks, mom.
All right. Have a good day, you two.
Okay, get to work.
I will. Thanks.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Somebody in that family's got to work. Okay, she hung up. Okay, bye. Well, boy, how does that make you feel? You just got outed by your mom.
I guess for not doing chores, but what did I really need to do?
Apparently
we didn't
very
have
little.
Any animal. Well, I guess we did have a cat. Yeah. It's not like I had to clean the litter box or anything.
No thanks to you, you had that cat.
Coming up next.